This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for April 27th. I'm Paul Plack. The FAA yesterday issued information for operators reminding air carriers to create and enforce policies that limit distractions in the cockpit and keep pilots focused on transporting passengers safely. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says the U.S. and Israel have reached an open skies aviation agreement that will liberalize air services for carriers in both countries. Israel becomes the 97th U.S. Open Skies partner. Texas DOT officials are set to inspect tree trimming work done at Lady Bird Johnson Golf Course in Texas. The FAA had ruled the trees were a hazard to night instrument operations at Gillespie County Airport. NASA and NSTA, the National Science Teachers Association, have chosen high school teachers from seven states to fly an experiment in microgravity. 76 students from community colleges in 28 states and Puerto Rico have been chosen to travel to NASA's Johnson Space Center in Houston next month to participate in a three-day event to develop robotic explorers. NASA and the National Space Biomedical Research Institute of Houston will fund 11 proposals to investigate questions about astronaut health and performance on future missions. The PR battle between Boeing and Eads for the KCX contract just heated up. Eads has launched a PR website at the URL kc-45now.com. Barcelona Moon Team, a joint venture bringing together Spanish entrepreneurial, industrial, and academic capabilities, has announced its official entry into the Google Lunar X Prize. And the Benson Days gyroplane event in Wauchula, Florida, drew a reported 100 machines over the weekend. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, my interview with CFI Max Trescott while he was stranded in Ireland by volcanic ash. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.